My name's Teresa.
And I'm Sriracha. Today we'll be talking about immigration. More importantly, immigration in the U.S., which we all know is a wonderful thing. And it's also very crucial in order to make this multinational state thrive and other countries as well. So why is it crucial? Well, immigrants bring in new ideas, beautiful cultures, unique traditions, and these things help America become more diverse and increase the amount of knowledge that we possess. When people immigrate, they bring with them their values, beliefs, cultures, knowledge, and these quote-unquote materials are likely to diffuse to those around them. Not only do immigrants help us culturally and socially, but they also help the U.S. economy. One way is by creating businesses. Did you know that immigrants are 30% more likely to start a business in the U.S. than non-immigrants? That's crazy. Also, some of the biggest U.S. companies were started by immigrants. Google, eBay, Yahoo. And these companies have immensely helped Americans like myself gain knowledge, increase communication, and buy more. It's likely that they'll continue assisting us in the future. As America gains more immigrants, then there are more people available to contribute to the labor force. And in the end, this will create a prosperous society because we all know that people are truly the key to national growth. Immigrants help do wonders to the receiving country that they're going into, and the U.S. would not be successful as it is today without the existence of immigration.
Before we talk about the numerous ways of immigration, to cut down on time, we're going to go over this quickly, even though there's lots of important stuff to it. To start off, let's start with the colonial era. Around the 1500s, the U.S. started to see the Spanish and French establishing themselves inside the country, and by the 17th century, more European communities were created. And the reason why was because many of these immigrants came in search for religious freedom and jobs as servants. And it wasn't just European immigrants that were seen during this time. Slaves were also seen as they were forced against their own will to come from West Africa into the U.S. And now moving on to the actual first wave of immigration in the U.S. was from the 1820s to 1880s, which consisted of the Irish and the Germans. The Irish came because of the potato famine, which is where they had a lack of access to potatoes as their main source of food, and the Germans came for political, religious freedom, and economic opportunities. And while the Irish and Germans were living in the U.S., they faced discrimination, such as xenophobia and anti-Catholic prejudice, as many of the Irish immigrants were Catholic, so a wave of this was seen. The second wave was the 1880s, and many of the immigrants came from Europe, and this was because of industrialization. These European immigrants took factories jobs that nobody else wanted, hence the spike of the immigration. The third wave of immigration was seen in the 1890s to 1900s, and this is because of one specific location, which is Ellis Island. Ellis Island was created in 1892, and it was the first immigration station in the U.S. Because it was the first immigration station in the U.S., many of these immigrants decided to immigrate through Ellis Island alone, and it was recorded about 1.3 million immigrated through this alone. And many of them also came from Europe, but we also see an influx of Japanese immigrants taking jobs that nobody wanted. The next wave of immigration was 1930 to 1965, and we also see many of these immigrants coming from Europe, and this was because they were trying to escape the effects of World War II. Because the U.S. saw this huge attempt into settling in the U.S., they decided to create laws where this would open the path of admitting 3 million refugees from the Cold War. And now moving on to the current wave that we see today, dating back to the 1960s, we see a huge spike in Asian immigrants and immigrants that are coming from Mexico. The spike of Asian immigration has quadrupled, and we also see a spike of unauthorized immigration. And this has been a huge debate since the 1980s, as the numbers has rose drastically to about 10 to 11 million right now.
19 years ago, something happened that drastically changed our immigration system, and it was 9/11. Immigration became a matter of national security, and hence, the Homeland Security Act was passed by President Bush, which oversaw agencies dealing with immigration like ICE, USCIS, and CPB. A lot of money was spent on the creation of Homeland Security, as in a whopping $589 billion, but also on border security because after 9/11, the number of deportations increased. And so did the undocumented population. More than 400,000 people were deported or had, quote unquote, voluntary departures. Criminal deportations also went up, and what's upsetting about these criminal deportations is that those who were deported were never even convicted of a real crime, well, serious crime, because they were only charged with minor or nonviolent crimes like drug possession or prior immigration infraction. The tragic events of 9/11 have left Americans very fearful for another terrorist attack, which is presumable, but the backlash of that day is that people began to think of immigrants as being terrorists when, in fact, that is not true at all. Immigrant families only want to have a better life with more freedom and justice in America. I'm part of an immigrant family myself, and my parents believe that America would provide more educational opportunities as well as a healthier and happier lifestyle for their children. It definitely does provide all those, and here we are today. Thanks to the Diversity Immigrant Visa Program, aka Green Card Lottery slash Diversity Visa Lottery, we had the chance to immigrate to the U.S. This DV program was established during the Immigration Act of 1990, and it is open to individuals living in countries with low immigration rates to the United States. Nepal fits into that category. So basically, my dad had applied a couple times, was rejected. Well, not rejected. He was just wasn't chosen for the lottery, and then finally he was chosen. He waited for the second letter. He got it. Interviewed. Blah blah blah. And boom. So when moving to America, my parents sacrificed a lot, almost everything, so they could immigrate to the U.S. in search for a better life and a better future for their children. For the same purpose, many families immigrate when given the chance.
My parents had also immigrated to the US from Vietnam, and my dad had immigrated earlier than my mom had. He immigrated to the US at a young age, and even though he didn't have much of a life back in Vietnam, he said that he would not have had the same opportunities he had in the US back in Vietnam. And so he's glad that he and his family decided to escape Vietnam at such a young age where there's more opportunities. My mom had immigrated to the US at a later age. And she said that her life in the US has been way better than the life she had back in Vietnam. And this was because in Vietnam she was struggling to even meet the basic needs that were needed in order to survive. And so the life that she has in the US allows her to afford what she needs, and that she has the privilege of getting more than what she needs. So she's glad that she has immigrated to the US ever since.
All in all, immigration helps out both the immigrants and the countries receiving the immigrants. Immigration to the U.S. allows for more open doors for the children of immigrants and themselves as well. Along with more opportunities, there is a better health care, better lifestyle, and more freedom provided here in America. The economy is also strengthened by immigrants, and so is the American society. Immigration is how this country was able to prosper and become so successful in today's world, and it's safe to say that immigrants will continue flowing into America's shores as long as it exists. I'm
And
Sriracha,
I'm Teresa.
and that was our podcast. Thank you.